Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Amy Che, the senior counsel with the National Association of Home Builders. Amy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you could be with us today. I wanted to talk to you. Last week, we ran the news that the NAHB was in the process of suing the EPA over this lead paint rule that they've come out with. I guess it's called the RRP, which is stands for the Contractor's Lead Paint Safe Work Practices for Renovation, Repairs, and Painting Rule. Obviously, we're tuned into this because it affects the contractors that install flooring. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the details around your suit?
Certainly. Well, as you know, the regulation, the RRP regulation came out in 2008, mm-hmm. and at that time, several groups filed suit against that regulation. NAHB was one of them for different reasons, but then also the several public interest groups such as the Sierra Club and some other housing advocacy groups challenged EPA's regulation as it was issued in 2008. EPA then settled with the advocacy groups who call themselves the public interest petitioners. Mm-hmm. EPA settled with them, and as part of that agreement, the EPA agreed to issue three new regulations, two of which substantially amend that 2008 regulation.
Mm-hmm.
The opt-out removal was the first rulemaking that EPA did. EPA had in the 2008 rule allowed homeowners that did not have a child under six or pregnant woman living in the house or spending substantial time there to opt out of the work, lead safe work practices.
Mm-hmm.
It was a consumer choice opportunity only for those who owned, so it was not for tenants, it was not for owners of apartment buildings to choose for their tenants.
Let me explain that from my perspective and then tell me if I've got it right. Basically, if a homeowner doesn't have a child under six or a pregnant person there, then they can say they're going to opt out. They can have the contractor sign a form that says they're opting out of these regulations. And so the EPA was agreeing to do that 2 years ago, and now they've removed that. Is that what we're talking about?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right.
And that is what we are currently litigating. We filed suit last week to challenge EPA's removal of the opt-out provision.
Okay.
In the initial rule they had put in the opt-out, allowed for people to opt out of the lead safe work practices by their contractors, and then they, because of this litigation settlement agreement, they removed the opt-out provision.
Now, I see.
So now everybody who has work done in a pre-78 home has to have the lead work practices done, unless they can either have the home abated or the home tests negative for lead.
Okay, so it changes. I don't know if you have the numbers with you, but I know that there's roughly 79 million homes that were built prior to 78. How many million homes are there that don't have children or a pregnant person there?
I do not have that number in front of me.
Okay. I'd say it would be substantially probably half or
yes.
So. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Less than half. I mean, it's actually a pretty small number.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk to the EPA, why do they say that they took the opt-out clause out of this thing? Why did they do that?
That's part of the problem. They really did not give any new data or information justifying this reversal of course. EPA said in their proposal that they basically now believe that they can get more protection by not having the opt-out for children and pregnant women who perhaps visit the home or purchase a home, but they have no data for any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the reason for our litigation.
Okay,
they've essentially changed their mind without providing any basis, a reason basis for that decision.
Yeah. Well, you know, we interviewed a professional floor covering installer on Friday. He was talking about the fact that they had moved. While they passed this thing, it was supposed to go into effect in April. Now it's been moved to October. And I asked him about that, and he thought that was probably because there weren't enough trained contractors that were out there, enough certified trained contractors. And then he also told us that, and I don't know if you can even speak to this, but that there's a lot of confusion or gray area around whether you need a federal certification or a state certification. So, I mean, the only reason I bring it up, it seems like there's a lot of controversy around this RRP regulation.
Well, I think there are a lot of moving parts with this regulation. To go back briefly to the extension that you just referred to October,
right.
I just want to make sure everyone is clear that that's an extension done by EPA's enforcement office. It basically is saying that EPA will not enforce against contractors that have not been certified or have not been able to go through a certified renovator course
mm-hmm.
before October.
Yeah.
So it gives them it gives them until October to get certified and to become trained. And I think that your contractor is exactly right, that the reason for that is because there's been a shortage in many areas of the country of training providers. There have not been enough training providers in a number of areas to meet the need.
Yeah.
And the certification has also taken EPA longer than it anticipated. As for the federal versus state, states are allowed to take over administration of this program, and it's a fairly simple process. I believe it's in the statute where they give the agency notice that they're going to be taking over the program, and states usually have to pass legislation in their state giving the agency that's going to be administering the program the authority. The confusion comes, I think, sometimes when the state has announced that they're going to take over the program, but it's not completely, hasn't gone through everything it needs to do at the state level. But there are a number of reasons, I think. But I think it goes to show that this program is still very much in flux. There are states that are in the process but have not completed what they need to do to take over administration of this program. And it becomes very confusing for the contractors living in those states to figure out what exactly they should do. As a general rule, however, if the state has not officially taken over the program, then they need to apply for certification from EPA.
Okay. Well, I hope you're victorious in your challenge of this, because in the conversation I had with this contractor on Friday, this can increase their expenses considerably when you start thinking, they have to take the course, that's a fee, then they have to get, even if it's just federal, it's $300 and some for a 5-year certification. It requires on certain projects that there be a foreman there. It complicates the entire process and raises the whole expense around working in a home built before 78. So I'm sure that being a organization, NAHB, I'm sure you have a lot of constituents who would rather see this thing. Not that I'm sure everybody wants to do the right things, but let's only address risk where risk is obvious. That's probably your position, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, as you said, we definitely, our members want to do the right thing. They are getting certified, they are getting trained, and they are implementing the work practices. However, as you point out, there is an expense that goes along with these work practices. And our members, we've got some estimates that, and of course this is still early because the rule has not been in effect for that long, that the material and labor cost averages maybe $2,400 per job. Now, that's obviously very much dependent on the size of the job, the type of work that's being done. But one of the things with the opt-out, the reason that we supported that in the final rule was because it allowed for homeowners to choose for themselves the level of protection that they felt they needed, with the exception of where there was a child under six or pregnant woman in the home, in which case then you're targeting the costs and activities where there is a risk. Certainly our members are committed to protecting children, to preventing exposure to any lead hazard that may be caused during the renovation, but at the same time we believe that homeowners should have the opportunity to decide for themselves, when there is no child under six or a pregnant woman present, decide for themselves the level of protection that they want and that they're willing to pay for.
All right, Amy, well, I appreciate you getting on here with us. I just wanted to find out exactly what it was that was the issue with the lawsuit, and you've clarified that for us. And again, we hope you prevail in this challenge. I've been talking to Amy Che, who's senior counsel with the National Association of Home Builders, and you've been listening to KMPR and FloorDaily.net.